today.
We shouldn't be drinking more beef, though.
Hello!
The weird thing is my headphones are kind of cutting out, so I can't even hear if I'm being overly loud or obnoxious.
You are.
Hello!
And so forth. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on AM 970 Solid State Radio. 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com, rick@rickemerson.com. Just a moment, welcome Scott Daly from filmfeverradio.com, and so forth. Bottom of the hour, we'll have more from the City Desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley, and we'll have It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. Couple emails here. Rick, please now don't be putting the Britney Watch theme online for us. Please, please, please. That should be my ringtone. You know, I also want to make the Howard Dean scream. Because it, my phone, does your phone do this where every single thing it does has its own noise? Like you've got voicemail has a noise, mm-hmm. You get a text has a noise, you got an email has a noise, the call waiting has a noise. So I got to figure, but some of those you just can't use in all public settings and environments. So I got to figure out what exactly I can have the Howard Dean scream function as. How about this? Rick. Someone, no, I'm not even going to read that. It just has the terms beaten to death with a hammer. I'm gonna move on. Let's see. Rick, is that Scotty J doing the credit help commercial you play every day? If not, it means there's more of him out there somewhere. The world is getting scarier every day. Rick, the best and worst things about Scotty J Sounders is that not only do they contain every single cut off the sound effects CD, but they just never, ever, ever end. Especially the Britney closer. It obviously should end with the cry of the baby, but then it continues nonsensically for like 30 more seconds. Less is more, dude, says this email. Rick, why haven't you formed a band called the Stubborn Buttocks? That's fantastic. How about this? Rick, about Supernova, are they ever going to get to the place where they play each individual's handwritten song? You can't tell me that the house band and the new Storm song on national TV would not bring the nation down. Jim, it's true, because that Ladylike, which is what we just played, that is actually what she auditioned with. They had to pick a song to audition with of their choosing, and she auditioned with that song, the full-on profane version, too. So you know that they're already aware of the song. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us now... wait, hold on. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Prince. Show.
That's all I can say. Sheer, unadulterated brilliance.
Thank you.
Stadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Okay.
Well, you didn't miss much.
And this makes no sense as an opener because it sounds like a closer. Because it's ending with Statler and Waldorf. It doesn't even make any sense to bring anybody on with, even if it wasn't like 5 minutes long and pointless. Scott Daly from Phil Beaver Radio. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, I just opened up my nice, cool bottle of Viso Energy here.
Yes.
And I can see...
Which flavor is that? Is that Vigor?
Yeah, Vigor. Yes. Lemon, lime, strawberry.
Yeah.
And, that's what I'm drinking.
And you inform me this has 300 milligrams of caffeine?
I just pounded down one of the Will things in like 30 seconds. You can shotgun these.
You're going, man. You're more than usual, actually.
Really? No, I can actually...
Yeah, and we're in a very small room. There's a lot to handle.
Can you hear your brain cells triggering in your head?
I can actually hear my synapses firing off at like
now
triple the normal speed.
Now I understand the thing
speed.
Where you said you like don't drink or do drugs, because you'd be insane.
Yeah.
You would... Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. But you can... I'm not advising that you abuse yourself with Viso. That clearly is not... You know, Viso is not a toy, kids, and Rick Emerson is not a role model.
This is going to be one of those things that's going to be illegal in a couple of years.
Seriously.
Yeah, stockpile your
refrigerator. That's a highly addictive chemical.
Seriously. It's all natural. We should point this out, though. There is an entirely organic and natural drink. It's just that you drink it, and, I mean, you can start feeling that working on you in like 10 seconds.
Wow.
But no, I don't advise that you just shotgun the Viso energy drink down. I will say, however, that because it is both delicious and non-carbonated, you are able to ingest an entire 20-ounce bottle of it in about 4.5 seconds. So that does help out. All right, it's 503-733-2970. We're going to talk to Scott Daly from filmfeverradio.com here in a moment. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tim Riley later on, It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
How are you doing, man?
Hey, I just wanted to call and I would be remiss not to say how that Ladylike song is. It's fantastic.
It really is. Ladylike, which is the new single from Storm and the Balls. It is very, very good. And I think, not today, but I think maybe Monday, I think that song is going to go up on stormlarge.com. I don't hold me to that because it's not really up to me, but I do.
I thought it was today.
Maybe it's today. Davey had said something about Davey Nipples, who was the musical director for the band, Storm's significant other. He had mentioned.
Write that song, Rick?
What's that?
Did she write that song?
I think the band wrote it. It is a Storm and the Balls original. Because a lot of
times...
Number
one with the bullet, man.
They do a lot of things that are either covers or they do sort of... I hate to say mashup, but they'll do where they sort of blend different sections of different songs together, which is fantastic. But that is a Storm and the Balls original, and it is going to be going up on their website sometime, if not today, then within the next week or so. So you want to check out that's stormlarge.com.
The great thing about the Balls, is Storm and the Balls, is when they do their... mashup, if you will.
Yeah.
They put a really nice different edge to the song, so it's not just a cover up of a cover.
Yeah, it's so hard to explain what they do. Any explanation of those guys didn't really do it justice.
No, it really doesn't.
You really do have to kind of, you have to sort of either hear the CD or see them live, but they are, it is pretty amazing. So, okay. John, yeah, I would check stormlarge.com for that.
One more thing before I hang up.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Rick, for turning me on to this. I went to Peter Ames Carlin's book signing last night.
Oh, yeah. Peter Carlin read from Catch a Wave, which is his new book about Brian Wilson last night.
It's fantastic. I stayed awake, read half the book last night till about 1 o'clock.
Really? Is it great? Because I keep meaning to buy it, and I keep forgetting, and I feel like an ass, because I'm like the world's biggest Beach Boys fan, and Peter and I go back a long way, and I just haven't, had a chance to read it yet, so.
It's fantastic. So I want to thank you for telling me about the signing last night at Annie Bloom's. It was just like... He was fantastic.
Not at all. And he's going to be on the program. He'll be in studio with us on Monday talking about
Peter
that, too.
Peter Carlin's actually coming in the studio.
Yes, he is.
He's
deigning.
He's bothered to come in.
Peter, wait, hold on. Let me do... I got to do it now. It's obligatory. Let me do Peter Ames Carlin's voicemail greeting. This is Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. I'm not in at the moment. And it's like, with every syllable out of that guy's mouth, it's like, I am deigning to speak to you. I have so many better things to do. I used to write for People magazine. So I guess if you leave me a message, I'll think about getting back to you.
That's the way he was last night.
Fantastic. No, he'll be in the studio on Monday. So.
All right, well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, sir. There you go. That's John. All right.
He'll forget.
All right, yeah.
You've been at 5 till.
You know.
All right, it's 5. Seriously? All right, let's speak now with Scott Daly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at this. Scotty J has now made a folder entirely of rejected sound bites.
We've got it. Okay, let's just hear one more.
Well, some of these are not him. Like, some of these are things he has isolated from other people. Like, which is, I think that's Jill.
Yeah, that was
that's
Jill.
Oh. This one is just labeled Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is.
Got any romance in your life at the moment, David?
Bobby?
Any romance in your life?
No romance in my life. I'm romancing my daughters. I'm right now.
I'm sorry.
To pull in the love of my kids because I'm going through a kind of a
drunk.
A tough time right now.
I'm intoxicated. is this David Hasselhoff? He's from he's being interviewed in obviously Australia or Britain or someplace. All right, he's romancing his daughters? Let me hear that
again. Any romance in your life at the moment, David?
Bobby?
Any romance in your life?
No romance in my life. I'm romancing my daughters. I'm right now kind of circle the wagons and try to pull in the love of my kids because I'm going through a kind of a tough time right now.
Oh, okay. I hope Daddy romances you tonight.
Okay.
Oh, for the love of God, Riverson.
He's the one who said
it. What's wrong?
Yeah, but you're the one who expounded on it a little bit.
Okay, how about this one? Here's another one.
It's pouring with rain in the middle of the summer.
No, it's actually...
We're on the other hemisphere, so yeah. It's actually a winter
here. Winter here, David.
I know. I went down to... I was there to jog in the park, below the hotel, and came out and they were all, like, honking the horns, going, the Hoff! I'm going, oh, my God, it's like an acid trip.
Okay. If you could just isolate the end of that one where he just goes a little nuts, Scotty, that would be fantastic.
You know he will.
All right.
Let's keep the sound effect afterwards.
Scott Daly from FilmPaperRadio.com. What film have you come to review today?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited.
How you doing?
I'm excited to hear about what's going to be playing in my local Bijou.
Yeah,
I can tell you what's opening today.
Yes.
Yes. I can tell you that Talladega Nights, the story of...
How was that when you went to see it for the purposes of coming on this program to review
just
it?
Just reading a paper on the internet, they could tell us that that opens.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, I wouldn't even. Yeah, we could just, I just go online.
Yeah.
So how was that?
You know, it.
You haven't seen anything.
The Descent opens today as well.
Okay. How was that?
It was supposed to be really, really good.
It was supposed to be, according to you or according to Aaron. Which of you went
Everybody.
To see it for the purposes of this program?
Shut up. Neither one of us did.
Okay. So you actually have nothing again.
No, I actually need. I remind you who I brought in a few weeks ago.
Okay, you can only post on the Clerks thing. That was like,
and that was like 2 months
seriously,
ago.
Seriously, that was when Sarah was in Manhattan. That was literally like 5 weeks
ago. I'm trying here, man. Come on.
What, there's no try. Do or do not. Okay, how, seriously.
Right. I'm going to, I will have, we have a great show on filmfeverradio.com up right now.
Okay.
It's excellent. It's our all comedy show. Not like, unlike all comedy radio, but filmfeverradio.com. Aaron and I talk about our top five favorite comedy.
You realize that doesn't help us now here at all in any way. Is
so what you're
studio.
Basically doing is you have no movies to talk about, and all you're doing is talking about your show while you're sitting here
on
the show.
Yes, in our studio.
That's damn straight. That's all exactly what I'm doing.
Well, great, thank you. I have no idea. No decision.
Why did you give him a visa?
Never book Scott Daly again.
You gave him a caffeinated visa.
That's true. I should make you work for that.
I can feel it working.
You should make you work for that visa. Seriously, you missed earlier on in the program during the news hour when Sarah made a move as though she was going to get one out of the fridge, and Tim about leapt out of his chair at her.
He snapped at me. He's like, what are you doing?
Get away from me! Don't touch my precious! It was a little unnerving, actually. So, okay. Well fortunately
I hope
for
I didn't
you,
take Tim's extra...
Fortunately for you, Scott Daly, I have picked up your slack once again.
There's something for me to do.
Fantastic. I have made up your comedic and creative ground because you have once again failed us.
Beautiful.
And so, but I actually, we have a couple things that people want to talk about. And so we will do that when we come back. I had an email from a guy, I'll have to get it. It's buried in my pile somewhere, but it's buried in my pile. Hello.
Are you going to dig it out over the break?
please do be doing that somewhere else.
Okay.
Not in here. It's really small and getting kind of warm in here.
No, but a guy sent me an email.
It's really warm.
A guy sent me an email where he just got the new surround sound system, and he wants something, and I swear to God, this is the quote, he said he wants something to bother his neighbors with.
Oh, I got you.
And so, and I'm not going to advocate annoying your neighbors, although I know Siegfried uses Saving Private Ryan for that. But he wants something to test. He's looking for a DVD to test his new Dolby 5.1 surround sound system with.
Fantastic.
So we come back, we'll talk about that. Yep. And we've actually got some emails that are coming in for you as well. So it's 503-733-2970-4912. Hello. It's 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson Show continues next with Tim Riley at the City Desk. Don't go anywhere. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio.
She got run over by a damned old train, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never mind it standing in the rain, Lord. You don't.
Hello, it is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. We're here with Scott Daly from filmfeverradio.com. So forth. Like us at 3, Don and Mike Show at 7. Don't forget, the Timnasium returns tomorrow after a one-week hiatus due to Rockfest. Timnasium is back tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. with Tim Savage and so forth. See, we've got some emails to read here. Rick. Oh, this is just more stubborn buttocks commentary. Rick, we are naming our next... Thought you'd like to know, we're naming our next dog Bob Loblaw. Okay. Rick, in nearly 6 years of listening, I can honestly say I've not heard a more vile subject discussed on your program. You soak up urine with your pants? two words for you. Toilet paper. And then it just says, God damn, what the hell?
I'm never sitting near you again. I can't believe you sit in here soaked in urine sometimes.
It's sort of like a hint of lime.
Much less touch your pants.
Thank you. Yes, you never. Sarah won't be touching my pants anymore.
Yes, because I do so frequently.
Is this another earmuff conversation? Rick,
this just feels weird.
This is just like when Daddy comes to romance you. Rick, was Mel about Mel Gibson? Was Mel Gibson drunk on gin and juice? Let's go now to Tim Riley at the City Desk.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Tim Riley reporting. More than 300 people, mostly children, have called health officials to report a mysterious rash that they developed after playing in a mud-filled obstacle course in a county park in Missouri. About 5,000 attended the Mighty Mud Mania Festival. 5-year-old Dylan Crump woke up with clusters of small red dots in the stomach, underarms, elbows, and upper lip.
Waking up with clusters of anything is bad. There is nothing. Here's one of life's truisms, folks. Nothing that appears that has the word clusters of in it. That's nothing you want. You don't want clusters of anything.
Apparently, according to the disease people in Missouri, this is called follicutitis. An inflammation of hair follicles caused by contact with certain bacteria. This time, it's mud. Yes, all the kids have it nowadays.
Follicutitis?
Follicutitis.
Is that like Chuck U. Farley? Or
I'm not sure. I know it's very Slavic sounding, isn't it?
Follicutitis. Okay.
Well, from now on,
there's something really wrong with us today. Am I the only one who feels that this program has risen or perhaps fallen to new depths of inanity today?
One of the victims is 11-year-old Jason Crump. He says, next time I'll make my own mud pit my own backyard.
We work with him.
Isn't Jason Crump a 35-year-old man from
this
Portland?
This is a different Jason Crump. This is the one that has follicutitis.
Me, are you of the follicutitis Crumps? Okay.
I'm not laughing.
I'm not allowed to laugh. I'm in the news booth.
That's okay. We're laughing enough for all of us here.
Time for the clown watch.
Here's your clown watch for whatever the hell this is. Friday, right here on the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you.
The first 7 days of August have been set aside for the annual recognition of International Clown Week. This was proclaimed by then-President Richard Nixon in a joint resolution of Congress in 1971 to call public attention to the charitable activities of clowns and the wholesome entertainment they provide. Even the Pahrump, yes, the same Pahrump that RFL used to live in, town board recently paid clowns their due, officially designated the week in honor of those who, quote, lift the spirits and boost the morale of our people. Of Crump. Comments?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Observations?
You know, is this funny to anybody who's listening, no. Or is it just us? Is it just that everything's become hilarious to us?
It'd be funny if you had a little Viso.
Really, this is really like one of those records that's only interesting to you if you've imbibed some sort of beverage or chemical earlier in the evening. Yeah. And then if everybody else hasn't, it's not funny to them. All right. I really have no comment to make about International Clown Week except to say that, again, we are ahead of the curve here. This is where we are with the zeitgeist of the cultural moment. And so I don't know when we're going to do our next listener thing, next listener party. I don't know if it's going to be next month, this year, next year, whatever. But there has to be. We have to involve clowns in it somehow. No, I'm telling you, because the people The clowns are going to become the new pirate. I'm telling you right now. And so we've got to get out ahead of this thing before some other radio station decides that they're going to be all kooky and have clowns at one of their events.
I beg you, have no clowns.
Are you afraid of clowns? Really? Yeah. Not in a kooky way?
No, seriously.
You have agoraphobia?
They freak me out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have the clowns with the pointy smiles, too.
See, that's even creepier.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
When the West Side Max first opened, like 6 years ago, my wife and I got on the Max. Took it into Portland because we could. And the second stop, this Mac was packed. The second stop, this clown got on and stood next to me the whole trip. I was just like, get away.
Well, and being on the Max is scary under the best of circumstances.
Exactly.
Now, have I told you my clown story?
No, please do.
Have I plied my clown trade
with you?
We've
got time.
It's 4.4% longer, right?
Seriously. This is, my clown story is this, I have told this story once before, that I was on my way back from, like Beaverton or someplace. I think I was out at Trey Yant's house. We were playing poker. And you got to come back on, 26 that goes by the zoo?
Yeah, 26.
And this is late at night. It's like 2 in the morning, so it's pitch black. And it's not like it's a deserted stretch of road, but it's also not very busy because it's 2 o'clock on like a Saturday night or something. So it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm coming back. It's pitch black. I'm driving along in my car. And there is a car that is, you know, sometimes you just see like in your peripheral vision, you can sense that you are next to a car. And so, you know, it's the thing you do. You just kind of look over like, oh, what's next to me? Just being a good driver, trying to be aware of my surroundings in traffic. So I'm there on 26 coming past the zoo, that sort of area there. And I'm like, well, there's a car next to me. I'll look over. And I look over and I keep in mind, again, I'm driving along by myself in a car late at night, pitch black, no one else around. I look over to the left and driving next to me, I swear to God, at 2 in the morning on this road, is a clown in the car next to me. But it gets better. So you've got to put yourself where I am there. So I'm in the car by myself at night, and I look over, and there is a clown driving in the car next to me, and like a full-on, like white rubber glove, you know, white gloves, and like the red nose and the rainbow wig and the face paint and in the big, poofy, like stripy costume. The clown is just looking straight ahead.
That's creepy.
And I don't know why, and this is a completely true story. I don't know why, if it was on its way home from a party, whatever. So I'm driving along, and there's the clown, and it's like, you look over once, and then I look back at the windshield, and then you wonder if it's going to be like in a movie where you look back and the clown is gone, and you imagine the whole thing. So I'm like, I got to look back over. And I look back over at the clown. So I'm driving, and the clown is next to me. The clown slowly turns and looks at me.
Oh, God.
And then, like, just does the slow wave. And then, like...
I would wreck my car at that point.
Dude, I slowed down to, like, 20 miles an hour.
Get as far away
so that
possible.
Clown would get as far the hell away from me as possible. I don't want the clown anywhere near me. Because then, you know, the next thing... Because you know what happens after that is you look over,
yeah,
and the clown is going to be smiling and licking a knife.
Yeah.
You know, that's... And
then the clown will be in your passenger seat.
And then you're... No, and then it's just going to... And then it's going to cut to, like, the 2 years later, and it's going to be a cop pulling my sun-bleached bones out of a ditch. These appear to be bite marks. You know, that's totally what it is. Someone's been gnawing on this femur. And, you know, so that's nothing but bad.
I beg you, Rick, no clowns at your parties, please.
No. Hello, is this Bryn?
Bryn, yeah.
Bryn, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you, Bryn?
Yeah, well, you know, earlier this week, I heard a phrase that actually Tim said on your show that struck me as the perfect title for the next listener party.
Which is?
It's Broken Clown Promise Day.
Broken Clown Promise Day. What was that even? Oh, it's because we hadn't gotten to our clown news that day.
You had a broken, yeah. So listener party, what is it, like 10?
Yes, the next one will be listener party 10, yes, listener party X.
Yes.
Broken Clown Promise. All right, thank you, Britt.
Broken Clown Promise Day.
Okay, thank you, sir. There you go, that's Bryn. All right, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
That's the end of our
clown. Oh, is that the end of our clown? There's the end of your clown watch for Friday.
Well, let's talk about obese people, shall we? They're always a lot of fun.
They're jolly.
There are plenty of them around. They're going to live forever. Well, they face a higher risk of passing out or worse during heat waves. Layers of fat make it extra difficult for a body to dissipate heat or to move to a cooler location.
Layers of fat.
Add dehydration and other conditions common in the obese, and it's a recipe for trouble. ER physicians will tell you that they, the obese, are the ones collapsing, say noted scientists. Federal health officials link obesity as a risky factor for heat-related illnesses, but health warnings generally focus on the dangers of children, the elderly, and the socially isolated. Those are the groups considered most in danger of fatal heat stroke, but let's not forget the obese, shall we?
No. Rick, the next time you're trying to borrow clothing for a wedding, let's hope your listeners remember the picture of you giving toilet seats the Emerson Pee Buff. Just wanted to point it out. Sid. All right, thank you, Sid. All right, there you go, then. Ladies and gentlemen, there's Tim Riley sinking back into the night. Let's take this call, then we'll break. Here's what, when we come back, what is it, we got one more break, sir?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you those numbers. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We come back, we're looking for the perfect DVD with which to test your brand new surround sound system. We got a listener, and I don't have the email in front of me, it's somewhere here. But we got some guy, and he got the brand new 5.1 with the subwoofer, because it's like, I got the 7.1, and I didn't even know 7.1 existed.
I was just going to say, I saw 7.1 in the store the other day. Blew me away.
And 7.1, amazing. I don't even know that they optimize DVDs for that right now, but I think
they will, though.
I think the extra two speakers, they just have sort of a, I think they just take like a main feed or whatever off the amplifier.
Yeah.
But he got the brand new 5.1 surround sound system, so he's looking for the perfect DVD, the best movie with which to test your new 5.1 system. So he is looking for suggestions from you, the learned and esteemed Rick Emerson audience. The best DVD with which to test your 5.1 system. So we come back. You've got your suggestion.
I've got my pick, yes.
You got yours. I got mine. We'll get yours when we come back. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We'll also get Dan, who apparently has a gripping story about a taser being used on somebody in downtown Portland yesterday, which is fantastic. Like us at 3, Donna Mike Show at 7. Meatloaf now on the Rick Emerson radio program. You stay there. Don't go anywhere. To the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Don't forget, like us coming up at 3, Donna Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. Tomorrow, Timnasium from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and so forth. Monday on this very fine radio program, we will have another Storm Watch with our good friend Storm Large. Also, Peter Carlin, TV critic for The Oregonian and author of Catch a Wave, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, will be in studio to act haughty and pretentious and above us all.
If he bothers to show up at all.
And I was having him in so he'd bring me the Aaron Sorkin DVD, which apparently he's lost anyway. So there you go. We're here with Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. And we had an email from a guy who had just got a new 5.1 Dolby surround system with the subwoofer and the everything. Because that people don't know what 5.1 means. 5.1, the 0.1 is the subwoofer.
Subwoofer, right.
So it's five speakers, and then 0.1 indicates that there's a subwoofer with it, too. And so he was looking for the perfect DVD with which to break in his brand-new surrounds on his home theater system. And you've got, your suggestion is?
My suggestion is Michael Mann's Heat.
See, which I've only ever seen once, and it was in the theater, so I can't really speak to it.
And it is a three-hour-long film, but one scene in particular is the shootout scene after the bank robbery about halfway through the film. And it's just an intense 15-20 minute shootout scene in the streets of LA. And what makes it so great, what makes it a great demonstration of the sound, are, you know, they don't go nuts with a machine gun. They shoot a machine gun as a semi-automatic, and you can hear the bullets dropping, you know, the cases dropping right by your ears.
Right.
It just sounds beautiful, and the echoing of the fire through the streets of L.A., echoing off the buildings, is fantastic. So whenever I'm showing off my 5.1 system, I always put in that scene from Heat.
Listen.
And there's a special edition of Heat that just came out about a year ago with two discs that I believe has DTS on it, which is even better.
Listen, if you listen, speaking of sound, if you listen really carefully, you can hear Sarah's brain turning off. Now she's reading her email and texting her friends. The text message is going something along the lines of, God damn, this is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm just making plans for tonight.
Okay.
Sorry, don't mean to interrupt
you. I'm sorry, we don't mean to interrupt your social planning.
We'll get back to our talk.
Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Sam, hello, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, Sam?
Hey.
Hey.
Just want to suggest Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down, yeah, totally. Yeah, with Josh Hartnett.
Choice.
That's an absolutely great movie. There's sequences in there that are so loud.
I know.
That movie is mixed so hot, as they say, that it'll rattle the windows in your house.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just got mine a couple weeks ago and tried that, and it was awesome.
No, it's bitchin'. It's a friend of mine, my friend Ken DeRoshi. He has his movie of choice, because this is a total guy thing. When guys will have their guy friends over, and it's like, dude, come here, you got to check out my surroundings. surround sound.
Oh, yeah.
He will bring guys into the living room because he's got the big 61-inch high-definition television, too. And he will put in Terminator 2.
Ooh.
And for him, it's not even about the movie itself. When he's showing off the 5.1, it's all about the opening credit sequence, which is that great James Horner.
Yeah.
We're such
That's
a nerds. Good one too. We both are immediately making the sound.
What is that? The sound of the steel. Just boom. Yeah. It's outstanding.
What was the sound again?
Boom.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Thank you.
As good as it gets.
Also the sound of none of us ever getting laid. Sam, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Keep it up.
All right, thanks, brother. There you go. That's Sam. It's 503. You know the great thing? They talk about how when, like Lycus will talk about this a lot, when women finally land themselves a man, that suddenly they, you know, that old joke about what food makes you gain the most weight? Wedding cake. Ha ha. That women will land themselves a man and they'll get fat and cut their hair and become boring and, you know, never put out again.
Right.
The male equivalent of that really is just sitting around and just endlessly wanking with your guy friends about 5.1 versus 7.1, Dolby versus DTS, you know, all of that. For me, I'm saying before we go any further, for me, it's Tombstone. Which you don't really think of a Western as being a movie to show off. I'm telling you, man, you go home, you put on Tombstone, first of all, that sequence where the cowboys are riding across the plains, and then there's the shootout at the OK Corral. Because the great thing about Tombstone is, like you said, it's not endless machine gun fire, obviously, because it's, you know, it takes place in whatever, 1865 or whatever the hell it was, 1875. The great thing about Tombstone is it's a movie with a lot of space because there's like that sequence where Curly Bill, Powers Booth, is walking through the street and after he's been in the opium den and he's firing at the moon because he's all stoned and then the sheriff comes out and they're like kind of, and you can hear gunshots, but it's because it's a big space. You can hear crickets off in the background. You can hear sort of carriages running by in the distance and you close your eyes and you feel like you are in the middle of this big open street where a guy is sort of, you know, walking around randomly firing
another great one is Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman. The whole movie takes place in the submarine, so constantly in both channels, left and right, you hear this boom, 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 just the sound of these engines on the sub just going through. It's amazing.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Dan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Well, I got an oldie but a goodie.
All right.
Top Gun,
really?
Oh, it's great. The beginning scenes when they're fighting the Russian MiGs.
Right.
Oh,
right.
It's great. The flybys are incredible.
Now, see, I don't have Top Gun on DVD just
that.
Because it's like I've seen it so many times that I guess I've never bothered to buy it. Is the DVD for Top Gun any good? Is there anything on there that's worth? Is it just the movie, or they're like extras?
There's no extras or anything like that, but it sounds great.
Is it 5.1 Dolby? Doubly?
Yeah. Doubly, yes. Now,
mixing doubly.
Well, that is sort of the definitive high concept movie. See, really, I guess I ought to own that anyway.
And the Stevie Stevens guitar.
It's one of those movies that I really ought to own. All right.
Man.
All right.
And also The Matrix.
Dude, The Matrix.
Yeah.
And that elevator sequence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The elevator sequence, and then that when Keanu Reeves is in the helicopter with the Gatling gun, firing in at that room where Lawrence Fishburne is, and there's that great sequence where the shells are falling, that like John Woo looking scene. That's some good stuff.
Those two are pretty good.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Dan. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. We'll get some more of these in a second. We're talking about the best DVDs for your home theater system with which to intimidate or terrify the neighbors. But we got this. I wanted to get this taser story. Dan, hello.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
Hey, what do you got, man?
Yesterday I was rolling downtown and I hit a light. Casually looked left and. Well, I know I see some grunge kind of guy. It looked like Lucas from Rockstar.
Right.
And he just totally hawks a loogie on this guy in a tie. I was like, holy crap, you know. And then all of a sudden a cop just pulls right up, gets out, points a taser at him.
Where was this at?
It was about 3rd and I'd say Salmon. It was right one of the maximums.
We're right down there. What time did this happen?
It was during your show. It was probably about 30.
Oh, that's too bad. And so you're driving through. There's a scrungy looking homeless guy who hawks up some spit on a, just like a, what, just some random guy in a tie?
Yeah, just, I have no idea why.
And then momentarily, like just moments later, a cop comes up and tases him?
Yeah, just pulls right up, gets to the car. Well, he says, step away. Do not come any closer. He just takes one half step, bam, right in the chest.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And the best part about it is he just completely goes still. and fall straight back, and you hear this hollow echoing noise. I heard it from, like, you know, 25 feet away.
Of his useless empty skull ricocheting off the pavement.
Oh.
And the worst part about it, he didn't do it once, not twice, but three times. he tried to get up and said, hey, he's putt. I heard putt. And then he tased him and said, don't move. And then he's hurting so bad, he grabs one of the wires, because it's probably right.
Grab the wire. Even I know that.
Oh.
That's what he said. And then he just, seriously, for like 10 seconds, just held it on.
Fantastic.
Was he just convulsing on the sidewalk?
Yeah, seriously.
like a fish out of water?
Was he twitching, or was it more of just like a back-arched, like statue still pose?
It was twitching.
There's like a trout on a riverbank.
But if you ever get a chance, I would witness one. It is incredible. Made my day.
You know, the cops do that. Our friend Lyle is becoming a cop, and I know they do a pepper spray demonstration where literally they stand in a row like drill sergeant, like Full Metal Jacket style. They stand in a row. Lyle has told this story. And the guy just walks down the row one by one, like, all right, one, two, right in the face with the pepper spray. And he said the worst part is that, like, he was, like, second to last. And so he had to see, like, 15 guys before him. And he's like, all you hear is just the, you know, and then on the ground. So I'm wondering if they do the same thing with tasers and if they would let us go watch. That would be fantastic.
My father used to be a police officer, and I went out riding with him once, and we had to take a guy down to Salem to the mental hospital. But to get him out of the house, they had to pepper spray him.
Oh,
that house cleared out so fast.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And we had to ride with this guy, rode in our car down to Salem to the mental hospital.
Excellent.
And this guy was just crying and screaming the whole way down.
Great.
Oh, boy.
Right. Excellent. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm so glad that Dan thought of us when he heard that story.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. There you go. He saw a guy being just like, I have to call the Rick Emerson Show about this right now. Let's see. What are we doing here? This is Mike. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick, just calling about a DVD to watch.
Yeah, we're talking about the best DVD for your home theater system with which to annoy the neighbors. Yes.
I just watched V for Vendetta, and the explosion scenes are just awesome on it.
Now, see, What?
I tried to watch it yesterday.
What? On your
yeah.
DVD player?
And it didn't work.
Maybe that's karma for having a...
I know.
It's a little instant karma.
I was
going
to buy it anyway.
I still will buy it.
Okay.
We had someone who we will not identify. We had someone drop off some burned copies of V for Vendetta, which we did not ask
that's
for, by
wrong.
The way. This person
horrible.
Did it. I'm not... I mean, we're grateful. At the same time, I will go buy it because I like to support films that I'm a fan of. But I was watching it last night, and I just had to go to bed. I was just so exhausted. And it was right before when she says... He's like, would you like to see a musical demonstration? She's like, percussion is my instrument, but I blah, 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 blah. And it's right before he goes and he blows up the clock or whatever to the 1812 overture. So I have that queued up. It's right at that scene. So when I get home tonight, that's what's going to happen.
On this week's episode of Film Fever Radio, Aaron discusses the V for Vendetta DVD and says, don't waste your money on the two-disc set.
Really?
Yeah, because the supplementary features
are crap.
It's not even worth it.
All right, Mike. Thank you,
and
Mike.
It's only 5.1. It's not DTS or anything.
All right, there you go. That's Mike.
Big waste of cash.
Let's get one more, and then we'll do the wrap-up with Mailman Chris. Joe, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, Phantom Menace.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but then I'd have to buy Phantom Menace.
I don't know what that movie is.
Yeah, Phantom Menace.
What is that?
What is this Phantom Menace you speak of?
Star Wars Episode 1.
Yeah,
what?
But it's dead to me. It's
hey, real quick, Rick, on the Venus watch, the guy in Croatia, Tim neglected to say was that as he was swimming, the twins shrunk, so when he sat down and got naked in the chair, they slipped through the slats, and then they
increased their size. Okay, sort of.
And then got stuck.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
When they had to cut the chair out.
Yes. I never really thought about the mechanics of that, but thank you for putting that image in my head, sir.
Hey, just remember that if you go swimming naked, by Croatia.
I'll remember that the next time I'm swimming naked in like Eastern Zagreb.
Heaven forbid if anything.
Thank you, Joe.
Through the slats.
Hey, have a good weekend, fellas.
All right, dude. All right, there you go. That's Joe on the Rick Emerson Show. Joe, who is wise in the ways of testicular schematics.
He knows a little too much about
seriously
slats.
All right. Let's welcome to the show mailman Chris, official stenographer of the Rick Emerson radio program. How are you, sir?
You know, my customers, they must think I'm crazy because I'm sitting here laughing when you're talking about the clown in the car next to you.
Yeah.
I was just howling.
Oh, it was the creepiest.
Terrifying, man.
And it was the, you know what it is? It's not that the clown looked over and smiled and waved. It's that the clown, and I think he, she did this just to screw with me, did both of those things slowly.
I was going to say, the slow turn of the head.
No, if you're talking to a clown.
No.
No, if you're if you see a clown and the clown goes, you know, and he kind of waves and just sort of does the dumb fast, that's fine. But it's the clown.
I'm taking the junk and leave.
I'm gonna recreate this for Scott Daly right now. Where the clown looked over and did this. It was the slow turn and then the and then the slow wave.
That's just wrong. Oh.
And where you expected Pee Wee Herman to be like, no, and just Pee Wee, we've been here for 3 hours and I don't know that any of us know what this is supposed to mean.
It's supposed to mean.
Okay. What have we gotten to and not gotten to today?
I'm so
glad this show is ending because we are just slipping off the rails towards complete and utter chaos here. What have I gotten to and not, sir?
You got to a lot of Visa, it sounds like. You got to
the refrigerator is empty.
It really is.
You got to the double penis watch, the Britney watch, the clown watch, got Ellie's there. You got to the cruise news that none of us could use. You made a lot of fun of Scotty Jace. I think we'll call that one good.
Okay.
You got Nanette Sosa and Ed McCarthy. Unfortunately, you did not, again, get to the worst ever.
Okay. So what is the push-up total?
The push-up total will be 29.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. There you go. Nope. Thank you. Scott Daly, FilmFeverRadio.com.
Fantastic episode up today. Our Aaron and mine's favorite 5 comedy films of all time.
So go.
And we ripped some Monty Python, too.
Go check it out. All right, Timnasium tomorrow, 4 to 6. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Dillon for AM 970 South State Radio News Director Tim Riley, Scotty J, more than an intern, Dave Zim, manager Emerson Office East. Don't let the bastards credit down. Have a good weekend. See you all Monday noon. Bye.
What do you think you're looking at, sugar?